From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 6th at 8:56. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly, and I'm sure enjoying the sunshine. I did talk to a subscriber of mine today who told me that there were some beans planted in his area in the southern part of Hancock County, Illinois. Holy smokes, here we go again. Right now, we've got an awful lot of concern about tariffs, and there's been a little bit of backpedaling from the White House. The president does expect to meet with the Mexican president sometime today, and hopefully there'll be some positive comments that come out of that. The market seems somewhat hopeful. Keep in mind that Mexico is the biggest buyer of U.S. corn. We did have export bookings come out this morning, nothing to write home about. We are starting to see a little bit of pullback on these buys, and I think that that's twofold reasons. One is higher prices, and the second thing is uncertainty about what the tariff situation will be. Sellers came out with their expectation for a slightly smaller soybean crop in Brazil, but it's still, they've got it pegged at 171.6 million metric tons. We had a bean oil sale today to unknown destinations, about 20,000 metric tons. Right now, we see the May corn futures at 456 and three quarters. That's a penny lower. July at 461 and a quarter, down two. New crop December, 443 and three quarters. That's three lower. On the soybean side, May beans at 10.18 is up 6 1/4. July at 10.30 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. And new crop November at 10.12, up 2 1/2. The bean oil, which was on fire yesterday, is $2 higher in the nearby to just fractionally higher in the deferreds. Bean oil about 30 cents higher. On the wheat side of things, we're seeing some pressure on wheat today from news out of China that they expect to have a back-to-back huge wheat crop. Excuse me. We've got May Chicago wheat at 546 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. July at 560 and three quarters, down 1 1/4. On the livestock side of things, we certainly had a gangbuster rally yesterday off slightly lower openings, but we closed right on day's highs on the cattle, feeder cattle and hogs. This morning, they're back off a little bit, not too much. June, live cattle, 27 cents lower at 192.42. August, 191, down 27. And the feeders, we've got April feeders at 274.90. That's down $1.20. We've got the April live hogs at 84.20. That's down 50. And the June hogs at 94.40 is down 17. Outside markets certainly aren't encouraging much lift. We've got the metals markets a little bit mixed. Crude oil's up about 40 cents. And the dollar index, again, we've seen a lot of pressure on this index over the last month's time. It's down again, 103.89 in the March index futures. That's down 0.36. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.